This is Destiny.
I'm Lewis.
This is our Two Parts Life podcast.
You and Jack, without a black.
Embrace where music is going right now.
It's going down.
No, it's not.
The sneaky abyss. Music is terrible. Like, you,
post-traumatic stress gets to the best of us. We all go through it. Like, when I see a belt, sometimes it reminds me of getting a whooping. Sometimes it's just all going on. You know.
No,
you want to go protest?
I don't.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, it's going outside, and I don't have time to be going to jail. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm Destiny.
I'm Lewis.
And this is Two Parts Life.
Ooh, yes. Another exciting podcast.
It's so wonderful. It's another week.
I really enjoy podcasting. This is so exciting. Like, no, for real. It is.
Okay.
I love this.
How was your week?
My week was all right. I didn't really do too much. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things. Like, I just came back from vacation for New Year's and went to visit my family. And
How was that?
It was cool, man. Like, I hung out with my cousin, who we got to talk to last podcast, and his friends are so fun and so down to earth. And just, you know how I just love having good conversations and meeting new people. And we had a lot to talk about. We talked about life and love and the pursuit of happiness.
That sounds so whack.
I know. It's
so lame.
It was just so refreshing to have, like, an actual grown-up adult conversation. Like, I don't know, I'm going...
With actual grown-up adults?
Yes, because, you know, I work with kids.
Children. Adolescents.
But, yeah. And then I was trying to go shopping today. And I got to walking around, and because, like, my stores are like American Eagle, Urban Outfitters. But I got to looking around in there, and I was like, I am too old to be dressing like this. So I got to find me some new stores to go into. But it was just kind of depressing getting older, I guess. But I don't know. Anyway, how was your week?
It was okay. I didn't really do too much for the holiday. I've been working every day, so I'm excited about my day off.
Oh, left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. Worried about the way things might have been. Come on, Destiny.
No. You want to join in? I'll do this.
She's doing the shoulder shrug. She got
doing the shoulder.
Tina move over. Tina going to have to move back to America to compete with that.
But anyways, yeah, I didn't really do too much. Just worked and yeah. I need a day off. I need to rest. I'm so tired.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to get a cold soon.
No.
I know. Whatever.
So cold outside.
But anyways, yeah, I didn't do too much. I've just been chilling, working. I need to go shopping too. I really need some new clothes.
Yeah. But I haven't bought anything in a year. Can you believe that?
No. Mm-mm.
It's been a whole year since I've gone shopping.
Yeah, I need to go shopping really bad. Yeah. But anyways, so what's going on? This week,
oh man, I'm so excited. Black people are just taking over television. Did you watch the Empire?
Yes, I did.
Premiere. What'd you think about it?
See, here's the thing.
Okay.
Because when I watched it, I was like, a lot has happened in this one episode.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a whole season.
Yeah.
In one episode. So I'm kind of curious to see. They got my attention. I'm going to watch on Hulu the day after it comes out on Fox, because I just so happen to not have that channel or any other channel. So.
Well, I'm excited because I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was so happy to see, like, some of my favorite like, Taraji P. Henson has got to be one of my favorite actresses.
I think she looked old.
I mean...
She looked sleepy. About the whole thing. Like, she just looked tired.
She just got out of jail. Maybe she was supposed to look like that.
Don't know, but I just think that they needed to put a little bit more concealer under her eyes.
Oh, my God. She doesn't mean it, Taraji. She doesn't mean it.
Okay.
But no, I like when I first saw the previews for it back in that was like, who are all these? Like the light skin, these light skin dudes are just are so made up. Like especially that one, Soulja Drake. Like, Soulja Drake. He's the rapper or whatever. The youngest brother. I call him Soulja Drake because he's like a mix of Soulja Boy, Drake, and some random. I ain't got no type. One of them dudes. Or something. So just call him Soulja Drake. But I really didn't like this show. So. This is big though because
you didn't like the show.
I did.
Oh,
I did like the show. Oh, I'm sorry. It kept me interested though. I couldn't even tweet because I try to like live tweet shows and everything. You know, so if you guys want to live tweet with me, I'm at
really go on and plug it
at Extra Light. It's X T R A L T E
Extra Light.
So yeah, you know, get in. Live tweet with me. But this show right here, Beat Out American Idol, right? It premiered to 9.8 million viewers. It had a 3.7 rating among adults 18 to 49. This is Fox's highest rated series to debut in 3 years.
Wait, are they counting like the Hulu watchers too?
I don't know.
Because we watch it on Hulu, and we deserve to be counted, too.
You guys are probably in there somewhere. The way they got
we're individuals, too.
You are. You are people. here you watch, I guess. I don't know. But it's beating out ABC's Modern Family, which is Modern Family's been on. They're, like, on their fifth season, I think.
I have to start from the beginning. And
do you watch Modern Family?
No.
It's pretty good.
I mean, but I have to start from the beginning. I don't even know what's going on. Watch it.
It is. It's good. But
is it on Netflix? Because I know it's on Hulu.
Well, it's probably... Because Hulu's more like the TV show. Mm-hmm. And Netflix is more like your movies and...
And TV shows.
But I'm talking... Like, Hulu seems to have more of the TV shows, though.
Mostly TV shows.
Yeah. But they don't have like. My mom's mad. She bought Hulu because she thought she was gonna get to watch Being Mary Jane.
Hello.
But it's not on there, so she's ticked. But she's I don't know. I can't get in. Anyway,
I'm just mad because Pepper Ann's not on there.
Pepper Ann, so it's good, seventh grade. No one's bigger than Pepper Ann. She's her own biggest fan. Pepper Ann. That's my mad. Junk. Was a little scream she used to do? Ow! I used to watch that every morning before I went to school.
Yeah, I'm just mad.
And be done missing my bus.
Just mad. They have Hey Arnold, though. I like Hey Arnold.
So. Hey Arnold is cool. I think he was too grown for his friends. He was, like, way ahead of his time.
He acts like an adult.
Yeah, he had the whole switch out with the room.
Whatever.
He had a black friend.
Gerald.
He was cool. He was cool in my book with his little, what do you have, like a skirt? Or what? No, what do you call it? A kilt. He had a kilt on.
It's called a skirt.
And that girl was a bully, but she loved him and everything.
Helga Pataki.
Yes, Helga. Yo, did you know that, speaking of cartoon voices, did you know that the lady that does Patty Mayonnaise is on Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
I did not know. I'm late.
She looks like Patty Mayonnaise.
I was like, yo, that voice sounds so familiar. Who was that? I had to look her up.
It's Patty Mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
She looks just like Patty Mayonnaise.
I think they should do like a mashup movie, like Doug and Hey Arnold. She's like a mashup.
What would it be called?
Darnold.
Or Hey Doug.
Hey Doug. Yeah, like Hey Doug. Hey Doug.
Anyways.
But yeah, so I'm excited for this scripted TV.
Did you catch Blackish?
No, I haven't.
I
used to have a problem with Blackish. I completely wrote that show off like because of the name. I was like, could they call it something else besides Blackish? Like,
I'm sure they could have called it something else, but it's so funny.
It's good though. It's really cute.
It's so funny.
It's good to see like a light-skinned family. Like we don't have.
They're not all light-skinned.
They're not all light-skinned, but, you know, I see me when I look at them.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you see you when you look at 90% of TV.
I guess. But, no, that's a really good show.
Wait, what color are you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I like positive black shows that are on TV now. so tired of this reality. You know, they said that people like the reality shows, but it's like having McDonald's, and then when you're presented with filet mignon, you don't know how to act because you've never
like
had
Chick-fil-A
filet mignon.
Like McDonald's, and you get Chick-fil-A. It's like Chick-fil-A is like the premium.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know, but Chick-fil-A is pretty good. The chicken is always hot, and it's always fresh and on time.
I'd be damned if I get some cold chicken. I'm fuck everybody up. Anyways. Ooh, this is what I wanted to tell you, because I'm at work minding my own business like I normally do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to my Pandora, and I see this commercial pop up.
Hold up, you still listening to Pandora?
Yes, I'm still listening.
With Spotify out here all alive and well.
I know. I know, but I can't. Like, I'm a diehard Pandora fan. Like, I can't get into Spotify, but I think I need to because this shit pissed me off.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm listening to Pandora, and then I see this commercial with Flo Rida.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
No, but this is the thing.
Okay.
Like, I was offended. I was completely offended because he is selling the black community bullshit and lies.
Really?
Bullshit and lies.
You mean aside from his...
But I was just annoyed. I was annoyed out of all the business ventures.
Wait.
I know. I get it.
What was he selling?
This is the thing. He's selling bullshit.
Like I mean, before. That's kind of high.
Flow Fusion.
if you think about it, you pay a pretty penny for BS.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. We all do from time to time. But I don't think that it should be like, I should be forced to listen to him advocate Ooh. For workout formula. Like, I just don't.
Isn't he? He's kind of like a buff dude, though, right?
Yeah, but you know that he didn't get buff using this Flow Fusion. I was so offended.
Flow Fusion?
Like, and then you couldn't even choose a better name.
He could have came up with, like, I don't know.
Nothing. Just leave the people alone. Leave us alone. Like, I don't appreciate this at all. I don't appreciate you trying to come up in here and trying to sell people this workout formula, which I think causes cancer. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
It causes cancer. Wow.
Anything called Flow Fusion. Like, I don't want it. Berry. What? They have berry flavor.
Ooh.
I'm not here for
You're
it.
You're not here for berry
flavor. And the only reason why I'm not here for it is because if you had any type of common sense, you would know that this dude has been big before Flow Fusion came out.
Mm-hmm.
Flow Fusion just came out.
Last year.
And the thing about it is they say enter to win a t-shirt.
Ooh, what kind of t-shirt?
No. Here's the thing.
Click clack?
No. Oh. Shut up. Why are we entering contests to win t-shirts? Why are we doing that?
Because you need to look buff in your Flow Fusion. You need to look buff in your t-shirt. It's probably going to be like two sizes too small.
I don't. Like, why would you want to do that?
So you can go like, and just rip it off.
But you have to enter to win it, so you might not even get it. And it's a t-shirt. I thought those, it's just... The t-shirts were like complimentary things.
Destiny.
Like if you just show up, you get one.
Destiny.
Like I'm for real pissed off because every three songs.
Oh, the commercial keeps, yes, it just keeps.
It like, just keeps playing.
Does,
like,
does he have like a nice dope beat behind?
He has his own song. He had the nerve to have his own song.
Not Apple Bottom Jeans.
No, not that one.
Oh. Flow Fusion. Does he have like a nice little rap to go with it?
I'm sure.
I think he should have did like that. The Flow Rida, the Apple Bottom Jeans beat, like, you know, take a scoop of Flow Fusion, put it in a glass. Get buff, look at this mass. I'm in the gym. I'm getting thin. Get your t-shirt, enter to win. See how... I could do this all day.
I know you can, but I'm not here for that shit. And I wish I had some stairs so I can kick you down. Because you tried it.
You know why I don't like Flo Rida? Flo Rida was in the interview, right? And I swore, I was like, oh, this is it. Flo Rida, he was on the interview, it was in some magazine or something. And they would ask him about his tattoo. He had that big old tattoo on his back, right?
On his bike?
On his back. Yeah, his bike. You gotta tell everybody what part of Florida we're in if you keep talking like that. Nah. He said, yeah, you know, I got the tattoo for the men, and I got the front part of my chest and everything for the women, because dudes are always asking me about my tattoo, and, you know, the ladies really like my chest or something he was talking about. I was like, dude, get out of the music industry. Just all the way out. But, I mean, at the same time, hey.
First of all, I don't appreciate him saying that. I don't appreciate him telling anybody about his tattoo. Nobody wants to know about what you had your daughter scribble
on your
face and on your neck and wherever else. I don't know, and I don't care, because I'm not here for it. I'm not here for him. I think that he should have went into real estate and called it like Florida State.
Florida State. Florida State.
Yeah, something.
Florilla State.
There you go. I mean, flow fusion, berry flavor.
Berry flavor.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate him forcing his flow fusion on the public. The public. I don't.
And I mean, we could at least like enter to win a pair of Apple Bottom jeans.
They don't.
In the booth with the friend. You still on that? That's the only song I know. That's.
I'm sorry.
That's
the only one that mattered.
Yeah.
That's why this offends me. That's why I'm not here for
this. Is it? I didn't even know he was. Is he still rapping?
I hope not. Because I have not. I don't want it. Okay. I'm not here for it.
Well, let's go on to people who matter.
Okay.
Like, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, what about him?
I just got a chance to read an interview of his in XXL magazine.
Was it new?
I believe so. It was in Barnes & Noble, and they always keep their magazines up to date.
So. Oh, so you didn't buy it?
No. I just sat in Barnes & Noble and read it.
For free?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did buy Starbucks.
You're like a serial reader.
I bought Starbucks out of there, so that counts, right?
No.
I bought my Starbucks out of Barnes & Noble, so it's not like they didn't get my money.
No, Starbucks got your money, not right. Barnes & Noble, because you sat there and read their material for free.
I'm not the only one that does. People read books. Just take books off the shelf and go to Starbucks and read them.
Okay.
And by the time they finish their coffee, they finish. Do you know what speed readers out here? You remember?
Running people over every day. Speed readers. Running
speed
people
reading books.
Watch out, Fantasia.
You take that back. You take that back right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe that was a little low. Okay. But anyways, keep going.
Nah, but I...
Watch out, Fantasia.
But Fantasia said she's a lazy reader.
And I believe her.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I love you, Fantasia.
Okay.
And I'm not going to... That's it. She just has so much heart. She does. She has so much heart. Anyway.
Okay.
But no, he was just basically saying in an interview...
Watch out, Fantasia! All right, I'm done.
Well, as this... He was just talking about being in the music industry and how he's dealing with fame. He even said he expected to win. He thought, you know, he put out Mad City, Good Kid, Mad City, and he thought it was going to win. He thought he was going to win against... Macklemouth, and he just
what is a Macklemouth?
You know Macklemouth. You know who Macklemouth is. He was on Doug. It was Roger from Doug.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, so he said that he really thought he was gonna win. He put his heart and soul into that album. They let him have complete control over his own project, and he was really serious about it. He was nervous when he first put out, but he got a call from Pharrell, and Pharrell was like, you know, don't doubt yourself, you know, you're an artist, put your art out there, let it speak for itself. It was just a really in-depth interview about who he is as a person, because I don't think I really got into like the whole hype of Kendrick Lamar when he first came out, and I guess that's my fault because I didn't really read up on him or do my research, so I just like took him as another mainstream artist that was just, you know, whatever. But he's actually really conscious. I've heard his album once or twice, but the song that really stuck out to me was Thing About Me. But he actually has a new single out called I.
That's like an actually old song.
Oh, well then maybe this is an old magazine. Darn you, Barnes & Noble. Because he had on like a hat that said I, and
It must be fairly new then, because I haven't seen that one.
But he was just talking about how his music has helped a lot of people. He's talked to people who wanted to commit suicide, and they said because of his album, they were able to make it through.
Yeah, like we've never heard that before.
I mean, he's out here touching lives, and he's really thankful about it. He accepts the fact that he is somewhat of a role model. He says nobody really wants to call themselves a role model, but it's inevitable. Like, people are gonna listen to what you say. You know, you put your music out there, and people are gonna take it how they're gonna take it. And you know, now it's all about how you live your life. And his experiences were real. He wrote about his life in his album, and it was very personal. And he thinks that's why a lot of people were able to relate to him. So he said, you know, he's just like kind of scared at the whole fame thing. He doesn't like the word famous, but yeah.
So he's feel like you know Kendrick now?
I feel like I know. But see, okay, this is my thing. Like, I'm not really like big on music. Like, I'm not gonna say secular music. I'm not really big on that, because I feel like it's just a lot of fluff. Like, you don't really get to know who people are. But when I listen to people, I'm looking for like honesty in their music. I'm listening for like their voice, what they say. I feel like I don't get that from a lot of these mainstream artists out here.
I feel like you'll get it from Kendrick. I've seen Kendrick Lamar in concert like 3 times, and he can get my money any day.
Yeah, and
twice on Friday.
And that's what I mean. Like, I felt like,
because he puts on a good show.
Yeah, I felt like I got him. I listened to his album. I feel like I got him. I like the progression. He started out at this point, and he graduated to
the next.
He grew
point.
Up.
He, the next point.
You could tell like the growth in his album. It was kind of like, I started out young here, and now I'm a mature grown man down here at the other end of the album. And this is what I went through, and I hope I can help somebody out. I feel like I got that from him. So I feel like I do kind of know him as an artist, and I can really appreciate that when I hear artists like him. It's not too many out there. It seems like people like Kendrick Lamar don't get the recognition that they deserve.
Because Iggy Azalea
is so fancy, and can't you taste this gold? is that I'm so fancy, can you taste that? Yeah, no.
And she's out here stealing Grammy nominations and whatnot.
Layla Hathaway says, she says, when I hear fancy, I hear first things first, I'm on a visa. And T.I. taught me how to talk like this, and I spent 6 weeks in Texas, and now I have a music career.
That is wow.
She was like, it's not authentic. She was like, it's I not. Like this. She's like, I like
talk,
fancy.
She doesn't even talk like that. That shit pisses me off,
too. But when you first put me on to Iggy, and I was like, yo, she's pretty dope. Like, what was that, Murder Business?
Yeah, and I was like, what is happening?
I thought she was pretty dope when Murder Business came out.
I guess when I heard Murder Business, I did not know that much about her until I started listening to how she speaks, and she has an Australian accent.
Yeah, but it doesn't even sound Australian. It sounds,
because she's faking.
It sounds Atlanta-stralian or Houston-stralian.
I wouldn't even know that. Or it Texas-stralian. Sounds weird.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Like, she's trying really, really, really hard.
And don't we hate when they try? Really,
yeah,
really
because
hard.
We like the people that don't try.
Yes.
Really hard.
But I mean, hey, if she look, people know. People know. I mean, you know.
Fantasia, watch out!
Yeah, Fantasia's another one. I feel like I know Fantasia. Like, for, I feel like Fantasia's so...
I feel like Fantasia needs to put her shoes on when she performs.
Yo, I appreciate her taking her shoes off. And she really, like, Fantasia, like, she about to scrap, though. Like, when she take her shoes off, she, like, she about, like, I'm expecting her the next step is some Vaseline on her face, and she about to scrap. Somebody's gonna die. But, because she has, like, she have her legs gaped all open, and she getting to running across the stage.
The gallivant.
But I mean... But I love it. Like, UK Fantasia sings.
I've never seen her in concert. I know she came here for
She's hollered her way into my heart. She got a holler on her. She has hollered her way into my heart. Fantasia can do no wrong.
She was at the Collard Greens Festival. what you call it? Anyways. Where everybody makes their best pot of collard greens and bring it out to a field with a bunch of other random people, and everybody's eating collard greens with different kind of meat in it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I entered the collard green contest.
The all you can eat.
All I remember is, get out of here, white boy. How dare you try to make some collard greens? I'm like, but I'm black. Sure you are. Can't never have nothing. But you white people coming in here and take it. So since then, I haven't been back.
This is Collard Green Festival.
Collard Green Festival. I had hog mogs. I don't even know what a hog mog is, but I put one in my collard green. I put a hog mog in my collard green.
See, you just took it like three steps further than where I was going to take it. Oh, but okay. Whatever. Anyways.
I was out there passing out flies. You know your pressure going to go up.
He was advocating for diabetes and high blood pressure. Your feet going to swell up. You know that pork got smaller. Don't you trim that fat. Shut up. But anyways, in other news, yes, about people that don't matter, yep. Mace has a new song. It's called Nothing. And guess what it sounds like? Guess what it sounds like?
I heard it.
Guess what it sounds like?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like nothing.
They still. What was that song?
I don't know.
Tell me what you want. Was he on that one?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be pulling you. I adore you. I'm going to be pulling you. I adore you. Or something. Something he used to say, but he still sound like that. Mace too old.
Same. Still dancing like he in 1994. Just stuck.
Was the girl so he decide he's out in the middle of nowhere driving. I'm talking about the video. He's in the middle of nowhere driving. He pulls up to this diner, and there's some girl sitting there with these
expensive looking glasses on.
I was trying to figure out, you know, where she got. They look like, I don't know, evil white queen. No, I'm not evil white queen.
Evil snow queen.
Evil snow queen. Sunglasses, or she looked like, I don't know.
But would a snow queen wear sunglasses?
I don't think so. She looked like a Powerpuff Girl. No?
No.
She looked like, I don't know. She looked broke, but so you out here by yourself? That's my, is that a good Mace voice? Mm-hmm. So you out here by your, I don't know. I think I make him sound kind of tender. Never mind. I'm not gonna do Mace. But so you know, you want to ride. You want to ride with me. No, I don't ride with strangers. But you can ride with me.
That had to be the worst line. Ever. Why is people still trying to act in their videos? I don't understand.
Why is Mace still making music a factor? Like, Mace should have just got out when he should just quit when he was ahead, you know?
But when was he ahead? I think he's been trying to get ahead. And when he quit, like, the first three times, he should have just stayed down. What happens when you resurrect old dogs? What? You get in the pet cemetery. And I feel like that's what's speaking to us in this video. Nothing. It's like a resurrected dog.
I didn't even know Mace was out here. Still trying to record. He should just stayed out of it. Like, you know, when Diddy killed whoever and pinned it on J-Lo, he should just left. He should just, you know. You know, Diddy shot that man and handed the gun to J-Lo. And J-Lo did this. You know how, like, it was like hot. She was playing hot potato with the gun, and she threw it over the side, and he ended up going to jail.
I'm blaming on the black
guy. I know, pretty much. Sprinkle crack on. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
So random.
But yeah, so I don't know, Diddy. We're not even gonna talk about Diddy. We gotta stay on. We're gonna stay on target. So, but yeah, Mace just needs to stop. If Mace could just stop, that would just really make my 2015.
I think it would make the world a better place. Kind of like stop littering. Stop littering, Mace. Mm-hmm. Stop littering the world.
Unless he's biodegradable, because then you can just throw that at him.
No, he's certainly plastic.
Is he like the plastic, the six-pack rings? And then when they get, like, in the water, like a fish could get stuck in there
and die.
Or like a balloon that floats to the ocean, and then the fish comes and swallows it and dies.
Just either way, the outcome is death. And we don't want that.
Or he's that speedboat in the marsh cutting up all the manatees.
And then eventually they bleed out and die.
So he's just harming the environment pretty much. You cut down a patch of trees and then you wonder why you can't breathe when you walk outside because the oxygen is just terrible. He's a power plant off in the corner of a city.
He's smog.
Yes.
Suffocating the American people.
He's acid rain. Now I can't leave my house. He's Mount Kilimanjaro, and we're Pompeii.
Just leave us alone. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye, Mace.
Bye. Anyway. Okay, what we got? Wait, YouTube Discovery.
YouTube Discovery. I was trying to do like a really epic introduction. No,
it failed.
Oh, darn.
Okay, anyways. Caught Doing It.
Caught Doing It. Whitley Do.
Yeah. What it do, boo?
She is so cool. She's really cool.
We like her.
She's fun. She's quirky.
She's like really, really... To me, she seems like she is comfortable being by herself for a large amount of time.
And that's okay.
It is.
That's perfectly fine.
It makes for great videos.
Yes.
She has great videos.
I would classify her as like an introvert. I was looking at this study on introverts and extroverts. You know, introverts like being by themselves. It's mm-hmm. cool. That's how they recharge their batteries. Extroverts need to be around people to recharge their batteries.
Mm-hmm. Like they're like soul suckers.
Well, no, not in that
sense. They steal your souls.
They're like the life of a party. But you know, there's a...
So which one would I would be?
I think you're an extrovert. Because you pretty much say what's on your mind. What comes up, comes out. But I'm a...
I think that's a gift and a curse.
I
think you're a...
I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
But I'm a certain type of introvert.
A special type of introvert.
No, I was reading this on Facebook, so I don't know how true it is.
It's probably not true.
It's probably not true, but they were taught. They had a term for it, and I like, cause you know, I like my friends. You know, I'll cut up around y'all, but I like when I get around new people. I don't really have too much to say.
I don't think I have too much to say. Around well, never mind. Yes, yeah. I do, because somebody's always going to do something stupid.
But anyway, back to Whitley. I'm sorry, I just took you off. But no, she's really cool. Her channel is called Caught Doing It, but it's D-U-I-N-G, it, Whitley Do. She's named after Whitley from A Different World. Then where you come from? Yes, it did.
That scared me. My heart dropped.
But she has like a lot to offer on her channel. She does a lookbook where she goes and she buys clothes and she models them. I love the way she edits her videos. She can make herself... I'm pretty sure she's not the only one to do it, but she can make herself be in the shot two different ways. Like, she'll walk up in one outfit and, like, stand there, and you'll see her coming from the other side of the screen, and she'll walk up with a different outfit, and then the first image fades away while she's modeling the new outfit, and it's like her lookbook for the spring or the summer.
Oh, look at her using technology.
Yeah, so she really puts a lot into editing her videos, I think.
I like them. I liked her 50
random
facts
about herself.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Yeah, and she vlogs, like she goes to different places and she just vlogs wherever she goes. Yeah. So She's pretty cool. Check her out.
Caught doing it.
Yes.
Whitley Do.
Hi, Whitley. This is part of the...
What is my Don't You Hate It When?
I don't know. I got mine.
Okay. Well, you can go first then while I think about mine.
This is just something... I don't know if we're going to do this every...
We'll probably do it because there's always somebody doing shit that we hate.
So, okay. Check this out. Don't you hate it when you're not friends with somebody, but they want to come over and it's pretty established that, you know, there's not a like there. Like, there's no, we're all clear. You and I, for instance, like, we're clear we don't like each other. Well, we do, but we were clear on you that we don't like each other. So there's no need in us talking, right?
Right.
So don't come up to me and try to talk to somebody, talk about somebody to me. Because me and you ain't cool, so why are you coming up to me talking to me about talking about somebody else to me because you feel like we might have a common enemy? Don't you hate it when people do that? Like, they want to be your friend in that way, but don't do that to me. Don't come up in my face when we clearly don't like each other and try to talk about somebody else to me. Don't you hate it when people do that? Has this never happened to you? That happens to me quite often.
Yeah, because people think that you're the one. That's why. People know. Not I.
Really?
People know.
I think I just have like a friendly
friendly face.
Eyebrow. I got a friendly eyebrow. Like, oh, his eyebrows look friendly. And I'll rough it all over his face. Like, they're looking at my eyebrows. Or don't you hate it when...
He was only supposed to have one.
Okay. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours?
Don't you hate it when you go to the store and you try to swipe your food stamp card?
No!
And the money ain't hit yet?
No, man.
Don't you hate it when that happens? That's so embarrassing.
All I wanted was some Frosted Cheerios. You know what I'm saying?
And your card didn't work.
And some sweet milk.
Because Department of Children and Families can change your day on you. Don't you hate it when that happens?
I guess I hate it when that happens.
And we got two more.
Yes.
Shout out to Tanair. She says, I hate it when people lie. Oh. You already know the damn truth.
Yeah.
Shake my head. All right, that too, girl. And then shout out to Erica. Erica said, I hate it when... You walk in somebody's house for the first time and it smells like mildew.
Yep.
And the couch is dirty and it smells. Oh, girl, I'm good. I just stopped by.
Yo, somebody said their grandma told them if somebody's house always smells like bleach when you walk up in there, that house ain't clean. That they just cleaned the house when they found out you was coming over. So beware of that. Like, if somebody's house always smells like bleach, they don't keep it clean on a regular basis. That's what she was trying to get at. I think her grandma might have a point, but I'm trying to see how I walked up in somebody's house and I always smell like bleach.
Erica's is funny.
Most of my, yeah, that was pretty funny. Whole thing. Because, you know, that could be asbestos or something.
Yeah. You could have caught something sitting down on that couch.
Right. You look down and your toenails all green. Mm-mm. And you're like, oh, what was that?
Amputation. It smells like amputation all through the house. Like, somebody's going to have to leave missing a limb.
Oh, man. Yeah, you don't want to eat. We went to this person's house, right?
Is this still a Don't You Hate It When?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's related to Erica's Don't You Hate It When.
Okay.
We went over this person. So, because it was like a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So the friend of a friend told us to come over, right? Because he's pretty cool and we know him. But he took us to somebody's house and they had stuff everywhere. And we were scared to sit down. And we were looking around like...
Y'all didn't establish the code word
we
before
got
y'all went
stiff.
In?
Stiff. You know how you get stiff? Like, you know, like, you know, like, or like you sit on like the edge of the.
I'm not finna sit nowhere and I'm finna cross my arms, cross my legs, and make sure none of my extremities touch anything in that house. Like, I cannot.
Yo.
I can't. Nope.
Yeah.
I can't. If your house smells weird or if it's not clean, I'm not.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm not.
Mm-mm. Po thing.
No. No, it's not.
It's not a poor thing?
No, because you know when your house is nasty, and you know people just don't pop up no more. It's 2015.
People be calling. Some people do. People
who pop up?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have that many friends, so I don't know if I pop up on me.
Well, whoever's popping up on people, I think you need to reevaluate that friendship.
Because people just don't pop up. No, I don't pop up. Like,
that's,
yeah,
that's I'd inappropriate.
I call first because you don't know what you're popping up on nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
You don't know what you, but you think you know somebody till you pop up on them.
Yeah, and then you really know them, and then you just
don't.
You just can't know them anymore.
Can't know them anymore. Dang.
Don't you hate it when you can't know people anymore?
Don't you hate it when you thought you knew somebody, you really don't know them at all?
Was that I hate it? Was that another I hate it when?
I think so. We should just keep, don't you hate it when the podcast has to end?
Sometimes I do hate it when the podcast has to end.
We love you guys.
We do.
We love talking to you.
We love it.
This is probably going to be the longest podcast in the history of our podcastingness.
Podcastingness. I think I
is
like
that a
it.
New word?
I dig.
I had a word.
But anyway.
Datuality.
I'm not here for that. Anyway, you can contact us. We're on Twitter at 2PartsLife, the number 2, PRTSLIFE. And you can email us at 2PartsLife@gmail.com. And we're on Podomatic at 2PartsLife.
Yes.
And we're also on SoundCloud at 2PartsLife. So check us out.
Did you tell them about our Twitter?
Yeah, I said Twitter. Okay.
YouTube?
And oh yeah, we're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube
at 2PartsLife.
So you can see our face.
Yeah.
See our face.
But
Julia,
yeah.
You know I never make a fool of ya.
See, now I can't even. Bye.